Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 23, 2020. End of session, Senate File 2261, Telehealth in Schools. Senate File 2261 establishes a framework for school districts, accredited non-public schools, and area education agencies, AEAs, to provide telehealth behavioral services in schools with the following provisions. A behavioral health screening may be conducted with a student's parent or guardian's written consent. Disclosure of the results to the school or AEAs is allowed if there is deemed to be a credible threat to the health and safety of the student or others. The bill provides for a protocol if it is determined that the student should be referred for additional behavioral health services. The bill identifies what establishes a valid provider-patient relationship. The bill establishes protocols for how behavioral health services can be provided in a school setting. The bill provides for the payment of behavioral health services provided through telehealth in a school setting. State modifications to telehealth policies. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, all 50 states and the District of Columbia have made some revisions to their telehealth policies in response to COVID-19, either through legislation, executive order, board rules, or Medicaid. Federal legislation. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released guidance temporary broadening access to telehealth services in Medicare under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748. The guidance removes rural and site limitations so telehealth services can be provided regardless of the enrollee's geographical location and the type of site. CMS has also waived the requirement that a patient have a prior established relationship with a provider. Enactment date. The bill was approved by the General Assembly on June 16, 2020, and is awaiting the governor's signature. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.